This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
ESPN's Sean McDonough is presented by Ketch's Law Group. Even if you're not a hockey fan, when it comes to personal injury, you pay nothing unless Ketch's wins. Ketch's wishes our hockey team great success. Get a free evaluation and learn more at ketcheslaw.com. And the great Sean McDonough joins us on the Harbor One Hotline this morning, as he does on Wednesdays. Hey, Sean.
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Fantastic. Not as good as the Bruins. We've discussed it ad nauseum on this radio program, but I think you get to see again last night what a luxury it is to have two great goaltenders and to be able to interchange these guys back-to-back nights and get great performances from them.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And, you know, it's almost silly, it seems, to be wondering, you know, is Ullmark even the best goalie on the team? He's been so far and away, the best goalie in the league. You know, he's going to run away with the Vezina Trophy. So it is a great luxury that really no other team in the league has. And I think it's going to serve them well come playoff time, because, you know, it's hard playing every other day to run the same guy out there day after day after day. And the Bruins don't have to do that because they have two guys who are tremendous.
Sean, when you look at it, well, first off, luckily you're not doing basketball, the Celtics, because then you'd be a whole nother issues there calling any Celtics games. But when you look at the goalie situation, it's interesting you say that, right? And I understand your point through the rest of the season. But when they get to the playoffs, doesn't it have to become one guy? And how does Jim Montgomery make that decision on who that one guy is, at least to start with?
Well, I don't think it has to be one guy when you have two who are really good. I mean, there are a number of teams around the league right now. I mean, you look at Florida, who's made a big move to get into playoff position. But, you know, they're really riding Sergei Bobrovsky. And, you know, once they get to the playoffs, I think that might be a problem. He could get worn out, although he seems to play better the more he plays. But, you know, I remember we had this conversation, Wiggy, with Bruce Cassidy last year when we did the playoff series in the first round against Carolina. And, you know, Ullmark and Swayman were really good last year. Neither one of them was as good as they've been this year. And, you know, we asked him that very question. Do you have to ride with one guy? And he said, well, you know, a lot of times, most times teams do, but you don't have to. So I wouldn't do it. I think one of the reasons why they both played so well is they're both fresh, right? I mean, they both get the opportunity to not have to be out there all the time. So I wouldn't mess with what's working. You know, they're both playing great. I wouldn't have any lack of confidence in putting Swayman in there fairly regularly. I think Ullmark will see more of the action, but yeah, I think Swayman should get in there pretty regularly too.
Sean, it is interesting when you look at last season compared to this season, when you look at Ullmark and Swayman, because they seem to really lift each other up. It doesn't seem like either of them are looking behind their back if they're having a bad night to say, oh God, you know, he's going to take my job. How important is that going into the playoffs, that these guys seem to be as thick as thieves and they lift right each other up instead of make each other nervous?
Yeah, I think that's legitimate, too. I mean, you see the celebration they do after every game. You know, from everything that we're told, they really are very close and do cheer for each other. And I think they realize, you know, on this team, there's plenty of room for both of them to play a lot. And it probably helps them be at their best individually, as I just said, when they don't have to be out there every night. So I do think that's a part of it. They're very much a tandem. They very much like each other, pull for each other, and appreciate each other.
Sean, you look at what happened to the Lightning a few years ago, and I wonder if, in your mind, because Wiggy talks all the time, and he references Brad Marchand and others who are talking about how essentially saying that the regular season record doesn't matter to them. They're not thinking about it. Do you think that there? Can you make an argument that you should be thinking about that, and you should want to go out and get that, so that you're not essentially kind of mailing it in prior to the start of the playoffs?
I think now that they're this close, they should go for it, right? And I know they've said they really don't care about it, but I think with the phenomenal success they've had to this point, they can do that and still rest guys. I mean, they really don't even have to continue at the pace they've been on. They do, but because they're so close now. I think they have 12 games left, right? And they need 9 wins. So that's just about the pace they've been on. They could play a little under that pace and still get it. So, I think they will. We talked about it last week. Jim Montgomery's more interested in resting guys from practice rather than the game. So, I think you're this close. Why not go for it? Although, as you said, the history of the two teams that got the win total isn't very good. But I don't think the Bruins are going to have to wear themselves out to do it. I don't think it's such a huge focus that, oh, my God, we put everything we had into getting 63 wins. That's not going to be the case. So go set the record and go win the Stanley Cup, too.
Montgomery talked about how the team seems more disciplined than they did maybe in the beginning of the season or even in the middle. Do you see that out of them?
I think a little bit. I think they've been pretty disciplined most of the year. I think that's one of the things to me, Courtney, that's been most impressive is just the consistency. I mean, they've had a couple of very brief little wobbles. I mean, we talked about it last week when they had lost to Detroit and Chicago. And, since we talked last week, they've won 4 in a row. They've given up 3 goals in those 4 games. Right before the All-Star break, it looked like they were stumbling a little bit. And then they went up to Toronto and really handled a very good Maple Leafs team to head into the All-Star break with a little bit of a sigh of relief if there was any concern. So I think one of the things that's been a hallmark of this team is their remarkable consistency, and I do think that extends to discipline as well. And the times when they've taken some penalties, as we all know, they have the best forechecking unit in the NHL. Yeah, I'd be a little bit concerned with Forbert being out until the playoffs because I think he's the biggest part of that penalty killing. But even that hasn't really dropped off very much in the games that he's missed.
Sean, I know you said you talked to Cassidy last year about the goalie situation. So for Jim Montgomery, how difficult is that to do? Because most teams don't do it, and we always hear about how important it is to have a hot goalie. How?
If I'm understanding this now, Wiggy, now that we're back here twice. Mm-hmm. You want Allmark in there every night.
For the playoffs.
He has a big issue. He read somewhere some stat that very few teams that win the cup have utilized 2 goaltenders,
yes.
Which is not an accurate stat.
No, it's very accurate.
You had a team last year that did it. So that's why he's focused on this and re-asking the question.
My focus is, Sean, is that I think you have to make a decision and you got to ride one guy and hope that guy gets hot.
My question to that would be why?
Why? Because how can a guy get hot? So if a guy if a guy plays good,
they're both hot, and they and either one of them is playing every other day. I mean, in the playoffs, you're playing every other day.
Right,
I announced those games last spring for a month and a half, and I was exhausted, and all I was doing was standing in a booth and talking. I can only imagine what it's like to be out there playing in that intensity. I remember we were doing the playoffs last year. We're doing the Eastern Conference Final. It was the New York Rangers and Tampa. And in the hotel, the Rangers were in our hotel, and I was in the elevator with a couple of their players who were all bandaged up and ice bagged up, and they were about to go play their 20th game in 40 days. And I said to them, I can only imagine how beat up and exhausted you guys are because I'm tired just talking about these games. So the playoffs are a real grind. I think the reason why, most teams ride one goalie is most teams don't have 2 goalies who are both outstanding and essentially the same. So, this formula is working, and I wouldn't mess with it. I would lean more toward Allmark, but Swayman, assuming they go for a while, I think will be in there regularly too, and in my opinion, he should be.
If I remember correctly, I think you actually demanded a backup announcer. for one of those games. And you were hot. And you were hot.
You know what's funny? When I got the job, some friends of mine who had worked on the NBC hockey, you know, they had the Stanley Cup final for all those years, probably 16, 17 years. Some friends of mine said, by the time you get to the Stanley Cup final, you're just going to want it to be over. It's such a grind. Like, no way. It's the Stanley Cup final. There's no chance that's going to be true. And I remember game five of the Stanley Cup final in Denver. Colorado's ahead 3-1. They have a chance to clinch it on home ice that night. I walked through our truck and went back through the tape area. And several of the technicians on our crew said to me, this is going to end tonight, right, Sean? And I'm like, you know what? Game six of the Stanley Cup. No, we want to go home. So it really is a grind. And I mean, from mid-May till, I think I mentioned this the other day, June 20, whatever it was, 6th when the Cup final ended, I slept in my own bed one night. I mean, it's a grind. So I don't know how the players do it. I always had appreciation for what they go through in the playoffs, but even more so after witnessing it firsthand like that for 2 months last year.
Sean, you are obviously renowned around these parts for baseball, called World Series games. Obviously, your work with Nesson and here this season with the Sox. Were you?
Is that true? I need to ask Greg. Do I still have my deal, or is it?
Well, I think it depends. Honestly, it depends on how this segment goes.
I felt a little extra pressure starting out for just that reason.
Well, you're going to have to do one inning on, one inning off with Fleming. Just make sure your voice is okay for the Stanley Cup run, but. What did you make of the World Baseball?
Has Will been under the weather?
I don't know.
I have not been. I must admit, I do not pay a tremendous amount of attention to the spring training, compelling Grapefruit League action.
Well, Greg does. He keeps score at home. But the World Baseball Classic, what were your thoughts on it, and do you think it's going to be sticking around for a while?
Well, I didn't watch much of it, but I must confess I did watch the end of it last night. I thought it was pretty amazing to have it end with Ohtani pitching to Trout, and boy, was Trout overmatched. I mean, after that first swing, you were like, he's not going to hit that. I thought it was exciting. The places were packed. The players seemed to really enjoy it. I mean, the one negative, obviously, is fear of injury, and you had a pretty significant one with Altuve getting hurt, and he's going to be out for a while. But, I don't know if it's an every year kind of thing, but I think with the regularity with which they do it now, it seems fine to me. I don't have a big opinion about it one way or the other. If it wasn't happening, I wouldn't miss it either. People seem to like it. I mean, the crowds were really into it.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the other day, maybe it could happen at a different time. Like, I don't know, Curtis, you suggested it replaced the All-Star game. Did you not?
Well, every 4 years you have this period for the prelims, like you have the teams that qualify for the Olympics and the Dream Team and that stuff. And then you have the Final Four during the All-Star break so that you get this, the stage to yourself. There's no March Madness, there's no NBA, NHL, there's no NFL free agency. You would have the opportunity to do it and, have it be a destination. It'd be kind of interesting.
Wow. That is a really good idea.
Well,
in my opinion, I mean, just thinking about it right spontaneously as you bring it up, that seems like a really good idea. Way too creative to ever happen, but I think that's an excellent idea.
Don't encourage him. That guy's head is big enough, please.
Next commissioner of Major League Baseball, Chris Curtis. That's what I'm calling him.
I'd have to take a pay cut, but I'd be willing to do it.
Yeah, we all know that. The Odyssey family. I mean, most people think Theo is going to be the next commissioner, but I think your candidacy just took a big step forward with that idea.
My resume is getting Jerry coffee and telling Sean a good idea. That's it.
I like it. All right, Sean, great to speak with you as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, I'm going to go talk to Linus Ullmark and just tell him Wiggy's concerned.
The same college football. You don't need to rotate two quarterbacks in there.
Maybe you could tell one of them. If you could tell one of them to get cold. Like if you could just go to maybe Swayman and say, hey, listen, if you could get cold. So there's no – Wiggy doesn't want to bully controversy.
Well, now that Forbert's out, they don't have to worry about rotating the defenseman. But, you could probably say that too. Hey, can one of you guys suck for a few games and then, make it an easier decision about who to sit out?
Let's take out the hot guy.
They tried to do that last night. They gave the puck up a lot last night. All right, Sean.
Yeah, they did, but – Wiggy's guy was outstanding. 40 saves.
All right. Sean McDonough, here's Courtney.
Guys and girls.
Here's Courtney and what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Speaking of the Bruins, they did take down the Senators 2-1 yesterday. The goals came from David Krejci and an unreal pass from Marchand to DeBrusk to get the one that would give them the win. Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 40 saves on the night. Sean's so nice.
He's a good guy.
Really nice guy.
He's very good at what he does.
Yes. Yep.
Very good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
The best.
And I will say this. I don't know, did you watch any of the Big East hockey with Tom Karen? Tom Karen should be the Bruins announcer. No disrespect to Jack, but I would much prefer Tom Karen over Jack.
Was what's his face doing the play? Billy Jaffe was doing play by play, right? Was that you're talking about?
He's doing color with Tom Karen doing the play.
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, color.
Yes. And Tom Karen, no disrespect to Jack. But I just would prefer Tom Karen. That's my humble opinion.
TC, very talented.
Yes.
The Celtics also with a win over the Kings, 132-109. Jason Tatum had 36 points, while Jaylen Brown had 27. Derek White had a double-double in this win, 20 points and 11 assists. We heard from Devin McCourty, Robert Kraft, and Bill Belichick in McCourty's retirement press conference. Here's a little bit about what Bill had to say about Devin's retirement.
The leadership and the person that Devin is just, you know, actually are more impressive than the player he was. And, you know, certainly he's a Hall of Fame, Patriot Hall of Fame player. What a career he had. But off the field, you know, he gave us so much leadership, not just vocal. I mean, there was plenty of that, too, but just always doing the right thing.
The Sox fell to the Orioles 6-2 yesterday. Chris Sale gave up 9 hits. He struck out 2 over his 5 innings pitch. He called it a good, terrible start in a way. Red Sox spring training continues today at 6:05. Sox and Twins. You can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network with Brad Foe and Will Fleming on the call right here on WEEI 93.7 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. Countdown to opening day at Fenway, just 8 days away. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is 43 degrees in Boston, an afternoon high of 51. And here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. We head to the City of Champions, the home of Eamon Convay, the newly engaged Eamon Convay, a man who held Twitch on his shoulders like Greg Hill holds this radio station on his back. Brockton, the winner of the one of 100 best communities for young people, not once, not twice, not 3 times, 4 times,
really?
By America's Promise Alliance, the birthplace of the former White House Chief of Staff for President George W. Bush, Andrew Card, the birthplace of Al Davis, just win, baby, and the hometown of the most thoughtful Twitch commenter, E, from Brockton. Right now in Brockton, it's 39 degrees with a very good chance of a lovely day in America's most underrated town, Brockton. Massachusetts.
Embrace Brockton.
Embrace Brockton.
How do you bring up that it's the City of Champions and then you're talking who was born there and you don't mention any of the champions that were born there?
Marvin Hagler.
What about the great Rocky Marciano?
Yeah, Marciano, right?
Okay. Well, you know,
they named a baseball stadium.
It's a weather update, not a weather book report.
Thank you, Curtis. That's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.